If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Very familiar scripture. We all know the story. Just going to preach it a little bit, maybe a little bit different angle this morning. And I believe this is for somebody. Amen. Verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. When he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth for thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the songs, for all those who's already been on the altar. God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, God, in this service, Lord. God, I pray, God, you would just move, dear Lord. If there's one, dear Lord, is going through a hard time, Lord, has got something going on in their life, God, help them to realize that this altar is open for them. God, if there's one today, that, Lord, is they're not where they need to be as far as a relationship with you, God, I pray, God, you'd help them to realize that this altar is open for them, God. God, if there's one today, Lord, they just need salvation. Help them to realize that this altar is open for them. And we'll praise you. We'll honor you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get a picture of what's going on. The Bible says that blind Bartimaeus, somebody has obviously led him out to the wayside or by the highway where people would walk by. And what they would do, they would go out there, they would beg, and they would get money. That's how they received their money. You know, back in Bible days, they didn't have no SNAP program. They didn't have no welfare. They didn't have no Social Security. The only way you got it was you went out there and got it yourself, amen? So blind Bartimaeus is out there. He is trying to make a living, basically. And the Bible says that he hears a commotion, Brother Melvin. He hears something coming down the road. Maybe his first thought was this. There's a crowd coming. I'm probably going to get something good out of this. There's a crowd coming. I'm going to probably have a pretty good day today. He didn't know how good his day was going to get. Amen. But the Bible says that as the crowd comes in, Brother Robert, the Bible says that obviously he finds out, the Bible says he figured out, somebody must have told him that this is Jesus of Nazareth. He, no doubt he heard about Jesus. Everybody back then in that area was hearing about Jesus, amen. Everybody back then knew about what Jesus was doing. Jesus was performing miracles. Jesus was showing up at the graveyard, glory to God. And the dead was coming out of the grave. He was showing up at the grave, going down the funeral procession, going down the highway. And he was raising people from the dead. He was touching lepers. He was healing the blind. No doubt this man had heard about Jesus. And the Bible says he began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, which would to me make common sense. Why'd you come this morning? To me, I mean, we've already had enough gospel already this morning to save the whole world.
Amen.
So why did you come this morning? I want to preach just a little while on this thought. Sometimes you got to outshout the enemy. The Bible says in verse 48, notice what the Bible says in verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The enemy wants you to be silent. The enemy wants you to just sit here. The enemy don't want you crying out to Jesus, because the enemy wants to keep you bowed down. The enemy wants to keep you right where you're at. He don't want you to get healthy. He don't want you to get delivered. He don't want you to get saved. He don't want you to get healed. The enemy wants you right where you're bad. It's amazing to me that all these people, this blind man right there, Jesus has got the power to heal and say, you need to be quiet. You need, see, arthritis wants you to stay quiet. Amen. Heart disease wants you to stay quiet. All your family situation, the enemy wants you to stay quiet in this situation. The enemy don't want you to cry out for help. The enemy don't want you to get no help. The enemy don't mind you coming to church. He don't mind you coming in and just sitting here and just leaving the same way you came. He don't mind you coming to church. He don't mind you raising your hand every once in a while. But the enemy wants you quiet. The enemy wants to keep you quiet so you don't get no help. But why in the world did you come this way this morning if you don't want help? I don't come to church just because it's church. I don't come to church just because that's the thing to do. I don't come to church because just to satisfy you. I come to church to get in touch with Jesus. Amen. And when Jesus is passing by, I'm going to get his attention. See, discouragement will get you down. Doubt and fear will get in your mind. And if you ain't careful, when you get doubt and fear in your mind, that's the enemy saying you need to be quiet. You need to be. See, I'm going to go ahead and tell you something, folks. We're living in the quietest world you're going to ever live in. Amen. If you go to heaven, you better understand something. Heaven ain't Free Will Baptist. Heaven ain't Pentecostal. Heaven ain't Church of God. I'm telling you right now, heaven is saved folks getting together, worshiping and honoring. It's going to be the loudest place you've ever seen in your life. And I'm telling you right now, it ain't quiet in hell either. You say, preacher, I just don't agree with all that. Well, just don't get saved. You'll wind out, you'll figure out one day that hell's going to be a loud place too. But under that's what the enemy wants you to do is keep you quiet. But see, the thing about it is, the enemy don't realize how desperate you are. Blind Bartimaeus did not just wind up there by accident. Blind Bartimaeus was there on purpose. Somebody, Charlie, brought him out there so he could beg for a handout. Somebody brought him out there. And understand something. When the needs at your house, it's a whole different ball game than when the needs at my house. Amen. See, I can come to church and everything's going good at my house, Melvin, and all my bills is paid and nobody's sick. Everything's going good and I won't be as desperate as somebody that comes in. Amen. When the child's got arthritis. Or when somebody comes in and they're having marital problems. Or when somebody comes in and they're having family situations. See, I'll come to church, I can worship, and I can have a good time. But when it's at your house, it's different. See, desperation will cause you to cry out. Understand, there's somebody in this building right now. There's somebody listening to my voice right now on YouTube or Facebook. Hey, and I'm telling you, desperation's at your house. You going through something, don't nobody else know what you're going through. Don't nobody else need to know what you're going through. Maybe it's a situation at school. Maybe it's a situation at home. I don't know, but there's desperation. And you need to be crying out this morning louder than the enemy is telling you to shut up. Blind Bartimaeus. See, the thing about it is, they're out on the wayside. Jesus hadn't got there yet. And he starts. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yeah. Somebody said, you need to be quiet. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says they charged him. Yeah. Charging is just a little bit different. Oh, hush. Shut your mouth. You need to shut up. Jesus might be passing this way today, but he ain't passing this way for you. See, that's what the enemy's telling somebody this morning. Jesus might be passing this way today, but he ain't passing this way for you. He's passing this way for somebody else. Oh, no. If he's coming this way today, glory to God, and I got a need, I'm going to get his attention. I'm going to make sure he knows I got this need. I'm going to make sure he knows I'm here. Charlie might be got a need, but I'm going to out-shout Charlie. Larry might be got a need, but I'm going to out-shout Larry. I'm going to make sure Jesus knows I am today. Come on, When it gets real, you'll quit being polite. When it gets real, and it gets real bad at your house, you won't care how many tears you shed. When it gets real, you won't care who you have to step over. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. You need to get a picture in your mind of that woman with the issue of blood. She had been sick 12 years. She didn't care who she, the Bible says she pressed, Jamie. She pressed through the crowd. That means she was moving people out the way. That means she didn't care who she moved out the way. I'm getting to Jesus. If I got to step across pews, I'm getting to Jesus. I don't care what's going on today. I'm getting to Jesus. That'll be your mindset this morning. How desperate are you? See, the thing about it is, persistence pays off. The Bible says, Taylor, he cried more. Yeah. Well, I saw Grant on the altar, and I saw Miss Brenda on the altar, and Ben and Heidi. They've already been up there. I don't want to bother nobody else. I'm going to go ahead and pick on Ben a little bit this morning. Ben come in today. Hold on. You got to understand something. When was the surgery? How many months ago?
September.
You know how many times Ben's been down to this altar since then? Times Ben came down to this altar with a walker. You know how many times Ben came down to this altar with that cane? And guess what? Now he's coming without it. Persistence pays off. Well, I done prayed about it. See, some of y'all got this. Well, I prayed about it one time, and God already knows my need. Well, Jeff, guess what? I might be praying about it one time, but I'm going to keep right on praying. I'm going to keep right on aggravating God. I'm going to keep right on keeping on, amen. I told somebody this one time before, when my kids were going up, Blake's sitting right now, when my kids were going up, every once in a while they'd come to me, Robert, and you know what I'm talking about. You've been there. Daddy, can I have this? No, you don't need that. Daddy, can I have this? No, you don't need that. Daddy, can I have this? No, you don't need that. Go ask your mom. Mama, can I? No, you don't need that. Go ask your dad. Daddy, can I have? Daddy, can I have? Daddy, can I have? And guess what? After a while, you say, well, I'll go ahead and get it just so they'll shut up. I won't be that way with God. I want to say, God, I need you. God, I want you in this situation. And God said, no, not right now. No, not right now. But after a while, God said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and do it because you've proved to me that you really want it. How many of y'all been crying out for something? How many of y'all been fighting over something? And it seems like it just ain't working. Josh, the first time he cried out, Jesus didn't say nothing. Probably the second or third time, Jesus didn't say nothing. But he kept right on. And look at verse 49. And Jesus stood still. Y'all get that? And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. In other words, his crying finally got a hold to the master. And Jesus stopped. Jesus responded to his cry. How do you know that today ain't the day that he's going to respond to your cry? You've prayed about it and you've prayed about it, and the enemy's told you, no, too late for that. The enemy's told you, oh, that's water under the bridge. No. Understand something. Jesus is stopping by this way this morning. Jesus is responding to whatever your cry is this morning. I don't care what it is. I'm just telling you, you've got his attention this morning. Jesus responded, and Jesus spoke to him. Verse 51, Mike said Jesus spoke to him. See, sometimes, brother, when we go down the altar, we go down the altar and we pour our heart out to God, All we want is just a little reassurance. All we want is Jesus to say, I got this. All we want is Jesus to just show up and let him know, I'm here for you. I won't never leave you nor forsake you. Hey, understand something. He cried out and Jesus spoke to him. How many need Jesus to speak this morning? How many need Jesus to speak this morning? He ain't changed. He ain't changed. You got to understand, his cry became his testimony. I thought about it as I was sitting on that front. David, I wonder, just a few weeks after all this happened, somebody come up and said, ain't you the guy that was on the side of the road? Oh, yeah, that was me. His cry became his testimony. His cry became the greatest accomplishment in his life. Every time he saw somebody, I used to be blind, but I ain't blind now. You know why I ain't blind now? Because Jesus passed by. I used to be in sin, but I ain't in sin now. You know why I ain't in sin now? Because Jesus passed by. I used to be this, and I used to be that, but you know why I'm not going through that no more? Because Jesus passed by. Your desperation and your cry this morning could be your best testimony you've ever had. What are you going through this morning? See, the enemy's telling you, you just need to sit in that seat. Don't you move. Don't you cry out. Don't you say a word. When Jesus is moving by now, when Jesus is passing by, sometimes you got to outshout the enemy. Sometimes you just got to say, I'm going one more time. I'm going one more time. I'm going one more time. What is it that you're going through this morning? What is it that you need this morning? Everybody in here needs something. I'm telling you right now, Jamie and Crystal sitting up front, Jamie and Crystal got things going. They need something this morning. Miss Donna needs something this morning. Brother Ed needs something this morning. What is it the enemy's telling you to be quiet on? What is it the enemy's telling you to be quiet on? I'm asking Taylor to come back up here. If you will, let's stand. Your heads.